Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains. How are you? Are you ready to get your sniff on? Are you ready to feel real good here on the edge? Are you an entrepreneur that has created a product for a purpose? Well, our guest today is Valerie Bennis. She is the founder and president of Essence of Valley. She's created a blend that smells beautifully, and they're used for sensual. Can't even say it, make me giggle. Smells good, Brains. Healing properties, and it is a creative expression of who she is. She went through 4 years of training to get a certification program and a diploma to learn how to make essential oils that are healing and smell really good and make you feel good. But not only that, she is a woman with a voice and with a message, and she's standing up for a cause. She's standing up for women that are being silenced and being mistreated again after being victims of sexual assault. So we're going to talk to her about that and everything that that entails here on the Edge. Hi, Valerie. Welcome to the Edge.
Hi, April. Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on your show.
Absolutely. My Brains love it. And I tell you, I just absolutely love your product. I just have to jump right in and say it. I worked in the industry, cosmetic industries and oils for a long time, and this is magical. You know, you put it in your pillow and you sleep so good, and all of the oils are so condensed and consolidated that once it hits water, I put it in my bathtub and it was just so luxurious. So tell us a little bit about what was the aha moment for creating Essence of Valley.
Well, I spent most of my adult life in the corporate world, but I was always really fascinated by holistic healing and using natural products instead of pharmaceuticals. And so well over 20 years, I decided to get serious, and I started studying, and I focused on essential oils because they could be used in such a variety of ways. And also, they're just very easy to work with because it's concentrated liquid that comes from different parts of a plant. And so I just started talking to people about what they were looking for in terms of relief. And that's how the product line grew. The product line is based on common conditions. And anyway, so it was about 7 years of still working in the corporate world, but having another foot in this door of creating products, so that when I left my corporate job, I knew what I wanted to create. I knew what I wanted the line to be like, and it was based on common conditions, sleep difficulties, pain, hormonal issues, depression, stress, etc.
People don't look at essential oils as a medicine, but they really are. I mean, everything is plant-based or, you know, an animal byproduct or some sort of synthetic. Did you have to study any sort of chemistry for
yes.
the blend?
Okay. Yes. We studied chemistry, botany, the art and science of blending, how to make blends for different conditions. We learned about the distillation process. It was a very, very comprehensive course of study. And, yes, chemistry was a part of it. And I hated chemistry. That was really rough.
But look at you now. You have a great, great product out there. You also practiced and studied some other modalities like Reiki, nutrition, herbal detoxification, homeopathy. Juicing and fasting. I'm going to ask you a little bit about juicing and fasting because I get to a certain point and I fall off. So I want you to give me some suggestions on how I can stay consistent with that.
Well, what I used to do with fasting is that I would periodically go on a juice fast. The longest one I ever did was 10 days. And I did them without the supervision of a doctor. It was just something that I would do on my own. And I found that I had more energy. I found that I was able to get a lot more done, because we don't realize how much time is spent planning, you know, food, preparing it, buying it. So it actually felt very freeing, and physically I felt fine. So it wasn't something that I really studied that much, but something that I just experimented with.
Now, would you do full day fast or half day fast?
No, I would do full days. I haven't done it in a long time. In fact, I'm getting ready to do it again. And there are places that people can go where they supervise juice fasts.
Mm-hmm.
That can be a good way to get started. Some people I know will fast one day a week. You know, every Monday they fast. Some people will go fast with the change of the seasons. But I think what's important is for people to do what feels comfortable.
Right.
If a one-day fast is comfortable, do that. If a three-day fast is comfortable, do that. Whatever you feel comfortable with, it's going to have a benefit.
It is, because it is also, it's a spiritual discipline. It clears your mind. It clears your soul. You know, there's a lot of toxins in food, even plant-based food, you know, from the soil and all that. So to really be able to cleanse your mind, your body, and your soul, I think fasting is a great thing to do. But again, brains, do it under supervision. So now after you're all clean and you're smelling good, you want to get intimate. Girl, tell us about Intimate. That is another bomb product, brains. Tell us all how you created that.
Okay, the Intimate product came about. It was very unexpected, but it was a friend of mine, a friend that I've known since we were in our 20s. We're now in our 60s. Hard to believe, but we are. And we were talking about this very common problem. She had just fallen in love after 12 years of being single. And she was telling me how painful sex was because of menopausal changes and lack of estrogen. So to make a long story short, we ended up collaborating, and we came up with a formula that has 5 ingredients, and it's 100% natural. And it's helping women who have a lot of vaginal discomfort and pain, especially when it comes to sex. But even if a woman isn't sexually active, it's good to use a moisturizer in that area. You know, maybe we didn't have to do it when we were younger, but it's a very soothing formula. It's shea butter based. The magic ingredient, I feel, is comfrey root oil. Comfrey is an herb that is very good for any kind of abrasions or tears. It's a very, very wound healing. And women can have that, a lot of irritation. So it was unexpected, but the market now is really, there are more and more products like this out there. They have become, I think we're talking about it more now with all the baby boomers that are experiencing this problem.
Right. There's a lot of that. Now, let me ask you a question. I know that you designed it for women, but is this also something that, not being crass, but this is what we do on the edge, we ask the questions, could this be used in an anal area as well, men or women?
Yes, okay. and that's a great question. Yes, it can be. And even someone who maybe has just an issue with hemorrhoids or any kind of, again, irritation. It doesn't have to be related to sex, but it, of course it can be. And men like the product too. It can be used, men can use it as well.
Okay, you know, men brains, we're not excluding you. I'm trying to include you. I'm trying to let you get your freak on. So everything is all good to you too as well, because we love some men. But, you know, men are taking a hit right now, Valley. They're really taking a hit, and they've done some, you know, some bad things, and they have to take ownership. And so what has really come front and center is the Me Too movement, and you have a passion about that, and you have a mission, and you have a cause. Tell us a little bit about your positioning and what brought you to really get involved in this call to action.
Okay, that was something else that was very unexpected. I'd never written a song before, and it came on the heels of the Kavanaugh hearing with Dr. Ford, where a memory of being attacked on the streets of New York, if you can believe it or not, being surrounded by these boys who stuck their hands up my dress in the middle of the summer on Lexington Avenue, and how humiliated I was, how I didn't say anything to anybody. And I remember that day, just the way she remembered everything. I remember where I was. I remember what I was wearing. I can almost see those boys surrounding me still, and it's so many years later. So that got me to sit down, this whole concept of being believed, where your word is questioned, you know, and how you're
right.
in such a vulnerable position as it is being the victim, and you feel so alone. So I wrote a poem. It just came right out of me, very naturally. I brought it to a friend of mine, Karen Jacobson, who's a very accomplished singer, songwriter, composer. We tweaked the words, and she wrote, composed the music. It's her voice performing the song, and it just all happened very quickly. And then my younger brother, who's a videographer, he came into New York. He lives in Boston. And we did the music video, and I just asked people who I knew to help out. Everybody wanted to be a part of it. And it was an amazing expression, and it's meant to comfort survivors of assault, abuse, and harassment. And in terms of men, there are so many, many good men out there, and there are so many men that have themselves been victims. So the song includes men. In the video, you see men as being healing to women. It's not men. It's certain men. And I think that's a very, very important distinction.
It is. And, you know, hurt people hurt people. So
yes.
these people could be also victims themselves of something that happened. And I just reach out to everyone. If your children come to you, or if your wife comes to you or your daughter comes to you and says, this happened to me, take them for their word. As things unfold, if it's not the truth, let me tell you, the lies will be revealed. But I believe more times than not, these people have been subjected to cruelty, and we need to believe them. We need to honor them and their space. I get a little on the fence about how far do we go back, because we all grow, we all make mistakes, and there is redemption. You know, someone might have done something in their teens, and now they've grown through that, they've had life experiences, and they are, you know, on the other side, and they're remorseful. I get it. But if there are predators that are out there and disrespectful people, I really believe in my heart that we're going to hold them accountable. And so what I'd like to do right now is I'd like to honor all the victims out there and the people that are in question with playing I Believe You for
Thank
my
you.
Brains. All right, we'll take a
Thank
little break.
Rachel.
I'm going to play it, and we'll be right back, brains. Turn up your volume. Okay, I'm turning up my volume.
Safe to share your
and your voice is coming through, and you're here.
Song is a true testament. So open your ears and open your hearts. If you missed the top of the segment, you missed a treat, because Valerie Bennis is telling us all about essential oils and healing and feeling better. But I want to talk to you now a little bit about being a woman in business. You were in the corporate world, Valerie, for a while, and now you're the CEO, president, principal of your own business. What does that look like? How does that make you feel?
You know, it feels a little unreal, April, because if someone told me 25 years ago that I would be doing this, I would have looked at them, you know, in shock. And there was so much I didn't know. I had to learn so much just on the job, so to speak. But I feel really good about how it all worked out, you know. And there were rocky times, and I could tell you some crazy stories of things that happened and people I encountered. But all in all, it's been such an opportunity for me to grow and learn about myself. You know, I feel confident about the way I've organized the business and handled things. You have to have a lot of different skill sets, and some of them I'm better at than others. But it's been a great ride and a real learning experience, and it's given me the opportunity to contribute to the health and well-being of other people through the products.
Well, you're doing a fantastic job. You know, you've got to be a risk taker. You've got to be an innovator. You've got to be a change agent when you step out on faith and you do it. And like you said, there's a lot of experiences. There's a lot of learning. There's a lot of trusting as far as getting the right people in place and packaging and promoting. And I think that you've done a stellar job at all of this. So if you could give some encouraging words, some motivation and inspiration on anything, on business, on the Me Too movement, on healing, what would you offer my brains?
I think in terms of, say, starting a business, one of the most important things is for people to have a good support group. That is critical to have, and to have a cushion, to have a financial cushion.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Because a lot of times people end up having to close their business because they just didn't have the financial resources to keep going.
I guess, either you're an entrepreneur or you're entrepreneur.
Right, exactly. That's very clever. I think that the most important thing for people in general is to listen to their heart and do what they feel they must do, do what their heart desires, and do it in a sensible way, not impulsively, but really in a methodical way. I'm a very big believer in baby steps, baby steps, baby steps. You know, I'm a risk taker, but I can be a cautious risk taker. And that's what I did. I did baby step, baby step, baby step, baby step, and all of a sudden I had something that I had created over time. So that's my recommendation, is to go the baby step route.
Well, again, you have baby steps, and you're going to have a good night's sleep. You have an opportunity to work out your pains and balance yourself and, you know, get some healing in your sexual area. You're doing so much, Valley. I really appreciate you, and I thank you so much for coming here on The Edge and sharing all of that. You promise you're going to come back and visit us again?
I would love to. There's so much more in terms of sharing about essential oils, April, and I would love that opportunity. And it's been just such a lovely part of my day to get to be with you. So thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Brains, let me tell you, we got a love offering here on The Edge. Valley has been gracious enough to give us full-size bottles of Sleep. I have used it. I've put a couple drops on a tissue and inside my pillow, and oh, my God, I have just slept like a baby. So please go in, like, love, or go, wow, leave a comment. I'm looking. And I'm also going to throw in one of our limited edition On the Edge coffee mugs. Valley, please tell my brains how to get in contact with you if they want to purchase some products or if they want to be very philanthropic and get with you in support of I Believe You, purchase the song. How do we get in contact with you?
The best way is my website is www.essenceofvalley.com. Valley is V-A-L-I. And I can be contacted at Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, at essenceofvalley.com. And actually, I'm going to set up a code under the code of brains. And we'll set up a 20% off.
Ooh.
For anyone who orders, who found out through the podcast about us. I'm going to do that as soon as we get off the phone, so it'll be active within the next 10 minutes.
What? Okay, well, we are going to push that to the moon and back. Let me tell you, this is the best investment that you can make for your mind, your body, your spirit, and your heart. And you know that she's very philanthropic, that she is going to pour this into something else, and something beautiful is going to grow organic. Thank you again, Valley, for being here on The Edge with me and my brains. I really, really appreciate you and all the work that you're doing. Brains, I need you to go back. Promise me that you're going to listen to some other edgy conversations. We got to grow it. We got to change the frequency. We got to up the vibration on the entire planet, okay? Because that's what I'm here to do, is love heavily on you. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Blog Talk, Mixcloud, all over the planet. That's what you're going to find on The Edge. Again, we want to thank you, Valley, for being here on the show. And come back again. There's always a seat at the table for you, okay?
Great. Thank you so much, April. Bye
all
now.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Brains, have an exceptional day. I'm counting on you.